Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo with series number 15, or tape 15 in the series of life, flow of water, eating and drinking. And let's all go up to the throne and ask the Lord to bless this service. Heavenly Father, our Lord and God, we thank and praise your holy name for life, for the flow of life. We thank you, Lord, for the water where we can eat and drink, for eating and drinking is the same, one and the same. Lord, open the hearts and souls and minds and spirits of everyone to receive these words of life, and let them study the scriptures mentioned in this message, because there's very little of each chapter of the Bible in these messages, and people have to read the Bible as well as hearing these messages. Lord, impress that on their mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, let's go.
In the last 14 messages, you are now able to see the matter of life in the Old Testament with the tree as the food and the river as the drink. Later, you were able to see that the food and the drink were one. When you are thirsty and come to the waters, you get the food. The matters of eating and drinking span the entire Old Testament. Some of the verses I have covered on eating and drinking start in Genesis 1 and 2 and end in Zechariah 14.
Zechariah 14 is where the mountain is split, and then there's sea to sea. Okay, then what else?
In this message, I want to turn your attention to the matter of life in the New Testament, so you will be able to see how life versus knowledge. To see the central matter of life in the Bible, we must get into the concept and the spirit of the Bible.
Right, because the Bible has a concept. And what is that concept? Life. Amen?
Amen.
Man fell, and now everything is about how to get life back again. Amen?
Amen.
All right, that's the whole concept. And the Old and New Testament are the same. It's one book, not two. Okay, go ahead.
Creation, life, and redemption.
Right.
In Genesis 1 through 3 and John 1. Genesis tells us that in the beginning God created, and then he presented himself as life to man.
Right, he created everything and had the lower life in the plant life, and then all the other lives, and then lastly, he provided the entire creation for man, and then gave him something to eat and drink as life. Then what?
Because of man's fall, God wanted to redeem fallen man that life might be available to him.
Again. Because he had life, and now it's available again. But there's no other way to receive that life than through Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get into heaven, can come unto the Father, but through me, by me. Right?
Amen.
Then what?
Genesis 3:21 tells us.
So he's the river of life, and he is also the tree of life. Amen?
Amen.
Now he was presented to us in the Garden of Eden, to mankind, as life, and then he's as the tree of life, and then he's also in the New Testament presented again for all the fallen humanity as the tree of life and the river of life. So the theme or the concept of the Bible is the same from the Old Testament to the New. Amen?
Amen.
There's no change whatsoever. Starts with the tree of life and the river, and ends with the tree of life and the river. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't have a lot of things to think about, right?
Right.
If you just keep it simple, then you'll be able to receive it very simply, very easily. But you just have to remember to drink and eat. That's it. Then what else?
Genesis 3:21 tells us that God made coats of skins of the sacrifice for Adam and Eve and clothed them. In order to make coats of the skin of the lambs, God killed lambs in the presence of Adam and Eve.
Right, this was signifying that the Lamb of God would be coming and would restore life unto them. And they had never seen anything like death before in the Garden of Eden. And so when God killed those two lambs, that was quite a traumatic experience for people, for Adam and Eve to see this. And then they say, my God, these skins were, he skinned them, and now the skin of these two dead lambs is being wrapped around us. Death is around us in order for us to have life. There's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. Okay, keep going.
Thus, blood of the lambs was shed, for without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Hebrews 9:22. Adam experienced the anticipated redemption of God. The first chapter of John in the New Testament has the same spiritual points and accounts of the first three chapters in Genesis in the Old Testament.
So, in other words, did you understand what was said there? The book of John has the same concept as the first three chapters of Genesis. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's the tree of life, there's the river of life, there's the Lamb of God, and the book of John in the New Testament has the same concept, the same thing. Read it again.
The first chapter of John in the New Testament has the same spiritual points and accounts of the first three chapters in Genesis in the Old Testament.
Right, there has to be shedding of blood, and you have to believe that you have to eat the Lamb of God, and you have to drink the Lamb of God. You have to eat from the tree of life and drink from the river, or else you can't be saved. It's the same thing from the first three chapters of Genesis to the first three chapters in John. Almost every chapter in the book of John tells of life, life, life. Okay, then go ahead.
John 1 tells us that in the beginning...
The first chapter of John tells us that, what?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, verse 1. Creation was brought into being by God the Word, and...
In Genesis, creation was brought, what?
Into being by God the Word.
But he spoke everything in creation into existence by the Word. Amen?
Amen.
There isn't anything that was made that was not made by the Word. God uttered the Word and it was so. Okay, then what?
And in him was the life presented to man, verses 3 through 4. Because of the problem of the fall of the human race, there is the need of redemption. Thus,
and one, if you're all fallen, if the whole human race is fallen, there's a problem. It's a very strong need for eternal life, because that's taken away because of disobedience to the Lord. Then what?
Thus John 1:29 says, quote, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We should not think that the New Testament has a different thought or concept from the Old Testament. The Old and New Testament are one book. The Old Testament is a book of pictures, while the New Testament gives us the definition of these scriptures, these pictures. The thought, the concept, and the spirit of the Old and New Testaments are exactly the same.
Exactly. There's no difference in the Old Testament and the New when it comes to life, when it comes to eating and drinking, right? Mm-hmm. Tree of life in the beginning, tree of life in the ending. Jesus is the tree of life. He's the fountain of water. He is the river of life. He says, I am the life. Amen?
Amen.
And there's no one else that you can get life from. Anyone trying to get life in some other manner is like a thief and a robber. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Life in the Gospel of John. Nearly every chapter of the Gospel of John tells something of life. A few of the important scripture verses concerning life. John 3:36 says, quote, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life."
But he says, the person that says he believes in me, and he doesn't have my life in them, it doesn't, and my works are not seen in them, is a liar, and the truth is not in them. He says, "He that saith he believeth in me and keepeth not my commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Amen?
Amen.
So that just simply means that he that says he believes in me and my life is not manifested in him by me doing the works in that human body, that instrument, they're liars, and the truth is not. Don't believe them, because if they're just doing the things that the world does, the people of the world do, then they're not saved. They don't have life. Okay? That's what that means. So read that again. That's
he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who disobeys the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
Right. So right there, disobeys the Son, the wrath of God abides on him. Well, how do you get the wrath of God off of you? You have to believe. You have to start drinking and eating, because he knows that you don't believe in him if you don't eat and drink of him. He knows when you're eating from the tree of life. He knows when you're drinking from the river of life. Don't you think?
Yes.
Okay, then what else?
According to John 1, the Son in whom we are to believe is the one in the beginning.
Yeah, the same one that we have to believe on now is the very same one in the beginning that created everything. And then after the creation, he presented himself to the man and the female that he created as the tree of life. Then what? And there was the river of water. Then what?
The Son in whom we are to believe is the one in the beginning, the Word, God, the Creator, the one with life in him, and the Lamb that takes away our former sin. We have to believe in this one that we may have life. If we do not believe in this one, we cannot have life or see life.
What does it mean? Well, I believe in the name of Jesus. No, you believe that you have to eat of him and drink of him and let him abide in you and let him do his works in you. That's what it means. You have to die. You have to die, my dear. Die, my darling. My little darlings. All of you in the world that hear this message, die. You have to be a sacrifice on the altar of God. And he measures you as to whether how much of the life of God you have in you and how much of the death of yourself is in you. If you're totally on the altar, then you're dead. If you're still yourself, if you're just walking around doing the same thing that every unsaved person does, say, have a good day, and all this sort of garbage, that isn't of the Lord. That's just being nice to be having sayings rather than having Christ. So it's a matter of life versus knowledge. Because they say on TV, on radio, have a good day. Everybody just picks up the phrase and says, have a good day. Or whatever the current new thing is they have out there, which is nothing. But to have life, you have to have Jesus. He's the tree of life and the river of life. Then what?
John 5:21 tells us, quote, for as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he wills. The Son's intention is to give life, and his coming is to give life. We have to remember.
Yeah, he came to the world. He says, I came into the world that you might have life and have it more abundant. Amen?
Amen.
That's what I came here for. The whole theme of the Bible is life. Amen?
Amen.
Not how many cars you own or how much money that you give to the preacher. He'd rather have you than money. You're the money. Amen?
Amen.
We did that. He wants you to give yourself. You're the money to be spent and continue being spent for the Lord. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto you. And he says, get up and be healed. You know, walk. Take up your bed and walk. And it happened. The man did.
Amen.
That was a lot better than just handing him a few alms, amen?
Amen.
A few shekels of money. And it's the Lord, if we want life, we have to donate our life to him. The money means very little. That's all these preachers are saying, give us money and you'll have life. No. They should be saying, give yourself to the Lord and you'll have life, amen?
Amen.
You're the money the Lord wants to spend. Okay, then what else?
We have to remember the phrases, quote, the Son gives life. Thus the Lord says in John 10:10b, I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly.
Have you got that there?
Yes.
Okay, read it. When I say 10b, that means the second part of Scripture. Verse 10b would be the last half of that verse, all right? I say A, it's the first part.
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Keep reading.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd...
So he gives life for his sheep. He gives his life so that you can have life. Amen?
Amen.
There's nobody out in the world that does that, is there?
No.
No. Okay, keep going.
But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep.
Okay, that's good. Study these scriptures. It's going to be good, you know, for you to dig into the scriptures. Amen?
Amen.
About life. And to just continue reading the whole concept, purpose, intention of the whole Bible. Then what else?
In John 11:25a, the Lord told Martha, quote, I am the resurrection and the life. In John 14:6, he declared that he is the life. These verses show that Christ himself is the tree of life. Following man's redemption, the tree of life is again presented to man in the New Testament.
Right, because first the tree of life was in the Old Testament, and then that was abolished. You couldn't get to the tree of life anymore. So the Lord became the Lamb. When we accept the Lamb, then we have the tree of life again. Amen?
Amen.
That's the only way you can get to the tree of life. Isn't it wonderful and amazing that the tree of life is still accessible to us?
Amen.
They think they're going through the jungles over there in Africa trying to find the tree of life, when all you have to do is by faith receive the tree of life, and the Lamb of God first, and then the tree of life is presented to you again. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 And you're healed by God's stripes, by the Lord's stripes, you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, then what?
Colossians 3, 4a tells us that Christ is our life.
Amen. So read that.
Okay.
What verse was I had that I had there?
Chapter 3, verse 4a.
Yeah, read from 1.
Okay.
It won't hurt. Or you to hear some Bible, but,
No.
Then what? Go ahead, read it.
Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things...
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If you're risen with him because you're eating and drinking of him, amen?
Amen.
You have the river of life flowing in you and you're eating from the tree of life, then what?
Seek those things which are above.
Yeah, don't stop looking at the world. Just look at the scriptures, amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ
in God.
You're
dead. You're on the altar, right? You're not going around doing your own thing anymore. You're not going to singles clubs, are you? Or trying to get dates and all this kind of stuff, right? Like maybe you used to, or sometimes would have wanted to, but now you're saved. Amen?
Amen.
Read that again.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Right. It's hid from the other people in this world. But you know you have life. If you have it, you know it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth.
By eating from the tree of life and going down in the water and eating. Amen?
Amen.
From the tree of life and from the river of life. Then what?
Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore...
In all that are in the body of Christ, then what?
Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness...
Sow mercy so you can reap it. Then what? And kindness so that you can receive kindness as well. Then what?
Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
Right now in Ephesians he says, above all, take up the shield of faith. And then over here he says, charity is the best. Because he's talking about heaven, when you've been glorified in heaven. Amen? You don't need faith anymore. Faith is temporary, necessary grace that we need on this side of eternity in order to be able to have the grace, all the other graces. But the chief grace of all is charity. But here on earth, while we're still here, it happens to be faith. And if we have faith, we'll have charity as well. Amen?
Amen.
And what else?
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God.
See here, the Lord through the Apostle Paul is telling people that even those that you're working for that are not saved, give a real good day labor unto them so that they can say, man, I would rather hire Christians than anybody else because these people are serving me as the Lord, as unto the Lord. They do give me a fair day's work for the salary I'm paying them. Okay, then what?
And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that
you're not doing it unto men, you're doing it because the Lord tells you to. And so how much more should you give all that you have to the house of God? Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Lord bless you.